That's our ring. Time for Lon and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Friends, one reason it's such a pleasure to talk to you about Alka-Seltzer is because those pain-relieving effervescent tablets play such an important part in family life everywhere. For instance, take your neighbors.
Oh, am I tired? I think everybody in town went shopping today. I got so tired and nervous, my head started aching before I was half through.
And you didn't remember to get a glass of Alka-Seltzer at a drugstore soda fountain?
Yeah, I always do that. Oh, a bus was handy, and I was sure we had Alka-Seltzer at home. At least I hope we have.
But Dad took the last tablet in one package last night.
Oh.
But don't look so down, Tess. I have an extra package tucked away. You see, I always buy two packages at a time. It comes in handy.
You bet that extra package comes in handy, especially when the drugstore is closed and your only package is down to zero. Yes, friends, there's no getting around it. No well-run household should ever run out of Alka-Seltzer. Always ask your druggist for two packages of Alka-Seltzer instead of one. And for extra economy, buy the large size. Don't forget that extra package tucked away can come in handy any day. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jotham Down store and Meadowlark restaurant trying to find a place to hide the recently recovered pearl. Listen.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. Don't hide the pearl there. Don't put it no place where a doc might accidentally find it. We can't take no more chances of him getting it mixed up with his pills.
Oh, law me, no one there escaped like that's enough.
Yeah, we were just lucky we tracked it down before that goat of Mr. Johnson's got it.
Yeah. You know, Doc told him to keep giving that goat some of them pills every 3 hours. And he'd have got the pearl the next time just to show it a whirl on.
Yeah, with them teeth of his, he'd more likely chewed it up into sawdust.
Oh, he'd have powdered it, yeah.
Tell you what we better do, just put the pearl back in the cash drawer. I believe that's the safest place after all.
Yeah, you might be right. Whenever we've had any robbers break in here, that's the one place they never have bothered to look in.
Yeah, I wish Mr. Walford hurry up and get here.
Who?
Walford, our lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Right after we located the pearl yesterday, I called him at the county seat and told him we was ready to go ahead and get the trial all set.
And he's coming out here today, huh?
Yeah, he said he'd be here early this morning and brief out our case for us.
Do what?
Brief out our case. I think that's what he said. It's a legal term that us fellas in the law business use. You wouldn't know it.
I don't believe I do.
It means, it means taking our case and, briefing it out.
I just said already it was something about like that.
That's what it is.
Well, glad we got that cleared up.
Yeah.
You know, Lum, I just wished I had more confidence in that Mr. Walford.
Oh, he'll be all right, Abner. In fact, is he ought to make a good impression on the jury the way he throws them words around.
Yeah. He can just think of the right words to throw around.
Oh, he will. He will. He's a good man. Got a good legal head on his shoulders.
He has, huh?
Now, I ought to know, being in the same business for so many years myself. Justice of the peace, no.
Well, yeah.
And on top of that, I'm a good judge of human natures.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah. Psychology and all that junk.
Oh.
You take humans and they all have natures. Different natures. And I don't need to talk to a man more than 5 minutes before I know pretty well what kind of a nature he's got.
What kind has Mr. Walford got?
Well, I'd...
Human?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get that.
Friendly, business-like. He'll win the case for us, I'm pretty sure of it. Especially as long as he's got me to help him.
Yeah, well, now, that's the part right there I'm worried about, Mom. I'm just afraid he will listen to you.
Oh, no, he won't. I mean, look, he'll work out good. Don't worry about him.
Well, it ain't him I'm worried about. Me and you are the ones that's being lawsuits.
Well, yeah.
Double lawsuits by both Squire and Grandpa.
Yeah, but we'll win out in both cases, I think.
How long do you reckon this trial's going to last?
No, 2 days. Week at the outside.
A week? Well, if we're going to have to be in the county seat for a whole week, Lum, what are we going to do about the store? And the restaurant.
Well, I figured...
The store can't get Grandpap to watch it for a sister.
No, of course not.
He'll be in there with us, calling it the Germans and the judge and trying to fist fight everybody.
Oh, I don't think it'll be that bad.
We can't leave Cedric in charge here.
No, but I've talked to Doc Withers, and I think Chris, him, and Cedric, they can handle things all right for us. We'll close up the restaurant, though. We'll try to run that even. Couldn't very well without me here to make the Lumbergers.
Well, you could show Doc how to make them, couldn't you?
Well, nobody else could make them the way I do.
Oh.
Nobody else could give them that extra something that's made me famous.
Oh, you said the other day.
Yeah, thought it is. Do you realize them telegrams are still rolling in here?
Well.
Got another batch today.
All I want to get the receipt for the Lumbergers, huh?
Yeah, and they want permission to put it on their menu.
Well, bless their hearts.
Now, here's one I don't believe you saw this one.
No, I don't believe I have.
Here's one from Ewald's Barbecue in Perryville, Missouri.
Well.
Here's one from Hobnob House in Anniston, Alabama. They're going to open up a specialty food shop there.
Well.
Here's one from Mr. E.G. Baker of St. Louis.
Mr. Baker.
He wants to serve Lumbergers to the passengers on the Frisco line. He's the passenger traffic manager there in St. Louis.
Well, I'm proud of him.
Here's another from A.J. DeWitt of Austin, Texas. Wants to feature Lumbergers in his barbecue pit.
Wants to feature where?
Look here the way they got that spelled. Oh. Barbecue pit.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well...
The way I'd spell it.
I guess that's right, come to think about it.
You going to dig a hole and put them in it?
No. Here's one from the Chamber of Commerce in Wenatchee, Washington.
How do you spell that? Let me see.
W-E-N-A-T-C-H-E-E.
I'd have been guessing. That's what I'd have said. Yeah.
They want to serve them with Washington baked apples.
Well, that sounds good.
Here's another.
Wait a minute. Hey, Lom. There comes your Mr. Washington.
Walford.
Well, whatever his name is, there he comes. Oh, I just can't hardly wait to see him brief down that case for us.
I want you to stick around here, then.
Okay.
I want you to see for yourself what a good lawyer he is.
There ain't no one thing I'd rather see than that. Oh, sir.
Find out.
Yeah.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Walford? Come right in.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Nice day. How are you today, Mr. Peabody?
Oh!
That's good. Glad to hear it. I did a little checking at the courthouse this morning, and I finally found out that our case is coming up in Judge Faulkner's court. He's a good man. Know him well.
Well, I'm proud to know that.
Yes, we got a break there. I was also able to find out, through some of my connections, that the case comes up on Friday.
I think it's Thursday.
Oh, yes, Thursday.
You must have got a bad connection there.
What we want to do now is outline our plan of attack, line up our witnesses, rehearse them a bit. Ought to get 8 or 9 witnesses.
Well, all that'll be is just me and Abner and Doc Withers.
Well, never mind. I'll line up some more. Looks good to have a lot of witnesses. Impresses the jury.
Well, I don't see how we can have witnesses that wasn't
well,
there.
We'll work on them some way. Character witnesses, one thing and another. Now, as I understand this case, you are being sued by 2 different parties, both seeking to gain possession of a pearl found in an oyster served in your restaurant.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you sure that pearl's worth $4,000?
Yeah, that's what the fella in at the jewelry store there at the county seat said.
Fine. I want to get his name. We'll use him as a witness.
Yeah, say, I was just thinking here, if you want a character's witness, you might get Pack Rat Watts. He's a character.
Good, fine. Put his name down.
Well, he ain't got nothing to do with this case.
We'll find a use for him. Pack Rat Watts, good colorful name. Make good newspaper copy.
He might be good for that.
Now then, I'd like to get the lowdown on these 2 despicable men who are suing you. We'll want to show some of the forces that led them into this life of crime.
Well, Grandpap ain't led no life of crime special. You see, all that happened
was... Wait a minute now. Let's get his name first.
Well, his name is Milford Avery Spears. But we all call him Grandpap most of the time.
Yes, Spears. Milford Avery.
You see, he's actually a good friend of ours.
Let's say that he posed as a friend of yours. And all the time he was plotting behind your back. Isn't that correct?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
Those are the most treacherous kinds. The kind that hide behind a veil of pretended friendship. All right, now, what else do you know about the spotted past of this blackguard?
Well, you got him all wrong, Mr. Walford. All Grandpap done was come in our restaurant and found this pearl in some oysters he'd ordered. Oh, no, he didn't order them.
No, no, you gave them to him. Out of the goodness of your heart, you gave them to him.
No, no. What I meant was that Squire ordered them, and he was going to pay for them.
But this other man, Spears, he wasn't going to pay, was he?
Well, no, because...
Of course he wasn't. When he walked in your door, he never intended to pay for those oysters. A moocher, a bum, playing on your sympathy, taking advantage of your kindness and generosity.
Why, that barman!
Abner, don't get carried away. Mr. Walter, you're mistaken about Grand.
That low-down critter.
Well, that takes care of that critter.
As long as I've known him, too.
Now, about this other one, what'd you call him, Squire?
Yeah, his name's Squire Skimp.
He's even worse than the other.
Abner, keep out of this.
Skimp, you say? Is that his name?
Yeah.
All right. Now, tell me what treacherous... Wait a minute. Skimp. That's not M.K. Skimp, is it?
That's the one. That's the varmint.
Maynard K. Skimp?
That is him.
Well, what do you know about that? You mean to tell me he lives here in Pine Ridge now?
Yeah, has for quite a few years now.
What's his telephone number? He has got a phone, hasn't he?
Yeah, his ring is two shorts, a long, and a short. But I don't see why you need to know...
You don't mind if I use your phone, do you?
No, go right ahead. Be careful with it. But I don't think you're going to get any information out of Squire.
You know, Lom, I just can't get over the way that dad-blamed grandpappy Spears done us. You hear what that Mr. Wallenford said?
Abner, can't you understand that?
Hello, is this Mr. Skimp? Well, how are you, Maynard, old boy? This is Stacy. Stacy P. Wallenford. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, look, where are you? Good, I'll be right over and see you. Yeah, talk old roll times. Oh, I'm here lighting up this pearl case for Edwards and Peabody. Yeah. Well, I'll be right over, Maynard. Goodbye. Well, now, if that isn't a coincidence, which way is his office? Up that way?
Well, wait a minute. What about our case?
Yes, I think we've got a good one. Airtight, open and shut. Yeah, I'll see you later.
Mom,
you shut up.
Well, even a judge of human nature can hand down a wrong opinion now and then. Fans, colds are never funny, not even if someone else has one, and not you. If you have a cold right now, you know it's no joke. It's just plain misery. Well, I hope you know there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer to help relieve the feverish, ache-all-over feeling of a cold. Try Alka-Seltzer's practical ABC cold comfort treatment. A, Alka-Seltzer. Take it at the first sign of a cold. B, be careful. Rest, eat, and dress wisely. C, comfort. Gargle with Alka-Seltzer to comfort and ease a raspy, sore throat. Buy an extra package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist, so you'll always have plenty on hand for this simple ABC cold comfort treatment. That's good advice. And if you heed it, you'll have some handy when you need it. Gene Baker saying good health to you all. Be sure to join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Do you feel tip-top, or have you recently thought you should feel better than you actually do? Well, perhaps supplementary vitamins can help. Try this easy home vitamin test. Get one of Day brand multiple vitamins at your drugstore. They cost only $2. Take one capsule each day for 60 days. Then if you're not satisfied, do not feel benefited, your druggist will refund your money. Try the home vitamin test at once with genuine one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules.